The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Nun Vav, and we are 6 lines from the top of daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. So, daf Nun Hey, there were two interesting Mishnayos. One Mishnah that discussed Chamisha Prutos, something that we went into in rather great detail. The second Mishnah, daf Nun Hey Amud Beis, discussed Chamisha Chumshin. There are 5 times that a person does something for which he'll be obligated to pay, but not only to reimburse, but to be moisef a chaymish. And the first idea of chaymish that the Mishnah mentioned was somebody that eats truma b'shoigig, not just anybody, but somebody that's not allowed to eat truma, such as a zar or a kohen tameh. If he eats truma b'shoigig, the halach is that he has to be mashalim kerem v'chaymish. But the Mishnah said, not only someone that eats truma, someone that eats truma's meiser, someone eats challah, someone eats bikurim, and the biggest chiddush was, if someone eats trumas meiser, shal demai, although the truma of demai is only a truma de rabban, and still the halach is, one would have to be meisef chaymish. And the Gemara brought a kasha that Rabbi Lazar has. Amar Rav, kasha le Rabbi Lazar. Trumas meiser shal demai, why should you be meisef chaymish? The whole demai is only a din de rabban. That means the kedushas trumas meiser that it has is merely mid rabbanon. So even though the chachamim said that on some level we have to treat Trumas Maisa de Rabbanon, as if it would be Trumas Maisa de Rabbanon. But the Chiyasu Chachamim Chizik, the Devrei and Kishal Torah, does it have all the halachas, every detail like a Trumas Maisa de Raisa? So that although a Trumas Maisa de Raisa has a Chiyav Chaymish, why should a Trumas Maisa Shel Demai have a Chiyav Chaymish? The Gemara brought a Teretz, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel answered, the names matter, as we'll see later in the daf. Hamani Rameir, the Tana of the Mishnah, like all Stam Mishnahs, Rameir, and Rameir we find, in fact, held that asu chachamim chizuk lidevrein kishal Torah. That when the chachamim enacted a takana, they gave it the stringency of a din deiraisa. Where do you find that a mayor said that in the halachas of gerushin? Maybe get medina sayam tzarach shiyoyim abefanai nechta abefanai nechta. What happens if the shliach lahilacha gave the get and he didn't say befanai nechta abefanai nechta? Then this woman got married and she had children. Rameir takes a very strong position. He says yoitzi, this woman has to get divorced from her second husband, v'havlad, and any child that she may have had is going to be a mamzer. Chachamim say, no way, says the Gemara. What's p'shan Rameir? Because Omer Hay Rameir, Kalam Hashanim Mimatbeh, Shetov Chachamim Begidin, Yoitzi v'havlad mamzer. So you see the Rameir holds, Chachamim also chizik l'divrein, Tishal Torah. A shliach who violated a takonis Chachamim, a woman got married based on that, Nesina Saget. If she gets married to somebody else and has a child, we treat that child as if she's a nashisish deiraisa, even though with deiraisa she's not a nashisish. But chachamim also chizik l'divrein kishal Torah. So it's Rameir l'shitasi in our Mishnah that holds that trumas meiser shal demai is treated like trumas meiser deiraisa. Thus, if a zor or a kohen tamei would eat it, he would have to be meiser chaymish. But the Gemara said, "Masir Rav Sheshes." Rav Sheshes said, "Is that true? That Rameir treated demai like regular Tevel da'iraisa, but you find with regards to Maisa Sheni, where the halach is, if somebody was Mechal Peris Maisa Sheni onto Ma'ois, the halach is, if he wants to now be Mechal that Ma'ois onto other Ma'ois, so if we're dealing with Maisa Sheni da'iraisa, so then you could do it, but only Midoichek. If it's a Shas Adchak, such as the example that the Gemara gave, the Mishnah, where there was a taruvois, it was nesarev, a sela shal maisa sheni, with a sela shal chulin. Over there was a doichik, there you could be mechal. In contrast to demai, where a mayor says mefurish in a mishnah mesachtes demai, you're always allowed to be mechalol mois maisa sheni. So if you have mois maisa sheni shal demai, if it's kasev, you could be mechalol it onto other kasev, onto nechoshes, etc., etc., as mentioned in the mishnah. So you see that demai is treated more leniently than regular tevel, or regular Maisa Sheni, I should say, the Oiraisa. So Rav Shesha said that, how could you tell me that our Mishnah is Rav Meir, who said, Chacham Maso Chizik Devarim Kishal Torah, that we treat Shumas Meiser of Demai like Shumas Meiser the Oiraisa. But you see, Rav Meir himself, with regards to the Sugya Maisa Sheni, held that it's not true. Omer Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef answered, and that's where we concluded Dafnun Hey, Afal Pisha Mekel Rameir Pipidyoine, even though Rameir was Mekel, when it came to Pidyoin, Machmer Hubachi Vosay. Meaning, it could be Rameir held Asu Chachamim Chizik the Devrein Kishal Torah, but not always. Asu Chachamim Chizik when it comes to Isurei Achila, Shel Demai, but Loy Asu Chachamim Chizik when it comes to the laws of Pidyoin. So our Mishnah that's discussing the Zohar that ate demai, trumas meiser of demai, dir chacham masu chizik bishal Torah. You'd have to be meiser of chaymish. As opposed to the Mishnah in demai with regards to meiser sheni, it's not a halacha in hilchas achilas demai, but rather it's a halacha with regards to how you're poid the meiser sheni. As it relates to pidyon, it could be over there, the halacha would be different. Says the Gemara, Ditanya. Rabbi Yosef continued. And Rabbi Yosef said, I'll prove to you this chiluk from a b'risa. If somebody buys peiros from an Amma Oretz, there's a loch of demai. What happens if he now wants to resell those peiros? So there's no question, he would have to notify the person that's buying it from him that he himself bought the peiros from an Amma Oretz, so that in the event that the moich is a Talmud Chacham, the buyer shouldn't now think that he's buying it from a chaver, from a Talmud Chacham, someone that's becheskas that he gives trumas or maizvus. He has to know the origin of these peiros. So if the Talmud Chacham bought it from Amma Oretz and now he's reselling it, he has to notify. Stating that, there's a braisa that said that that's not always the case. If somebody is a wholesaler, so he sells in bulk, even if he's a Talmud Chacham, he's a Yerush Shemayim, if someone buys from him, the Talmud Chacham does not have to notify him in the event that some of the Schayra that he's selling, he bought from an Amma Oretz. And the reason is, because being that this person sells in bulk, the buyer from him knows that this wholesaler buys from a lot of people, he buys and sells. It's Yitachin that some of the people that he buys from is an Amma Oretz. So he'll know by himself that just because he bought it from a Talmud Chacham doesn't necessarily mean that the Talmud Chacham was Maaserik, because this Talmud Chacham is a buyer and a seller. So it could be he bought it from an Amma Oretz. So the Braisa says, Lo'itiru limkur d'may elu l'sitain b'vat. A sitain is a wholesaler. U'balabai is, but someone that's a retailer, benkach u'benkach tzarech l'aser. Whether he sells a little, or even if he sells a lot, that's the benkach u'benkach. That loch is sarach lasa. Someone that buys from him would have to give meiser. In other words, he, the person, would have to be maaserit before he sells it, because we don't necessarily assume that the person buying from him understands that he may have bought it from an Amma Oretz, thus he'll know on his own to be master. So if you buy from a wholesaler, it's understood, it's self-implied, that you may have to give meiser, because it could be the wholesaler bought from an Amma Oretz. He has many suppliers, maybe one of them is an Amma Oretz. A retailer who usually doesn't sell in bulk, it's not necessarily implied. So even if he sells a lot, benkach u benkach, still he would have to notify. Azoy halt Rav Meir, v'chachamim oyim, rim d'chachamim argue, and the chachamim say, echad hasitoin, v'echad balabayis, moicher, v'shoylech l'chaveroi. The Chachamim say that that's not necessarily the case, but rather both a wholesaler or a balabayis, if he sells, he can. He himself doesn't have to be concerned. Meaning, Rav Meir holds that only the sitoin is allowed to sell, but a balabayis is not allowed to sell, as opposed to the Chachamim, where the Chachamim are more makel, and the Chachamim say both the sitoin, who's the wholesaler, and the retailer are allowed to sell, and they're allowed to give without necessarily having to notify. So you see, Rav Meir takes a much stronger position. What's the pshat? Because over here we're discussing achilas demai. When it comes to achilas demai, Rav Meir holds chachamim masu chizik l'devrim. And that's pshat in Rav Meir and our Mishnah. There are Meir holds that if a zor eats trumas maiser shel demai, it would have to be moisif chaymish. Rav Meir, with regards to chilol maiser sheni, there we're discussing pidyon, we're not discussing achilo. Over there he's mekel. Masif Rabino. So Rabino asks, l'kech men anachtoim, the halach is, and this is a Mishnah, again a mesechtes demai, if somebody buys bread from a nachtoim, from a baker, ma'aser, menachama ala tzoynenes, u menatzoynenes ala chama, va'afilu matfusam harbis. If somebody bought bread from a baker, he bought several loaves of bread. Now this baker is like the wholesaler who bought from many people and he resold it. So now if you bought it from a nachtoim, you have to assume that even if the nachtoim is a chash of a person, it could be he's reselling something that he bought from an Amma Oretz. Thus, it's becheskes d'mai. You would have to now go ahead and you would have to be mafresh chala. We're dealing with dough you don't give truma. You give challah. It's the equivalent thereof. It's the same exact thing. Now, the halacha is that if you buy several doughs, you can be ma'aser one onto the other. So, for example, if one is hot and the other one's cold, you could take the challah from the hot one and patter up the cold one. You could take from the cold one and patter up the hot one. Even if they don't all look alike, they have different molds, different shapes. So it looks like the nachtan definitely got these different doughs, these different breads, from different suppliers. It doesn't matter. The halacha is that you're allowed to be mafresh one to the other. Divrei Rameir, Azoy Halt Rameir, says the Gemara Azoy. Bishlamim minat Tzeinenes Halachama, I understand why you're allowed to be mafrish from the Tzeinenes Halachama. And the Chiddush over here is that even though the warm bread is considered better, the Tzeinenes is considered inferior. So essentially, what's happening then is you're being mafrish chala from something inferior onto something superior, but that's okay. How do you know that if somebody has a lot of peiros and he takes the ra'ah, the inferior peiros, and he's mafresh truma from it, and he wants to potter with that, the better peiros, how do you know that it's okay? Shenema, because the pasuk says, that if you're going to take the better and you're going to use that for truma, you're not going to get an avera. It's mashma. If you're going to do the worst, you're going to get an avera. However, said Rabbi Loi, in a kodesh, if when you take the inferior one, you are not creating any truma, nothing's chal, then the siyas chet lama. Then why did you get an avera? It only makes sense that you should have done an avera if the truma is actually chal. If the truma is not chal, why would you get an avera? If the pasuk is saying that you're supposed to take the better, you should always be toyrim min hayafa ala ra, and if you're toyrim min hara ala yafa, you get an avera. Must be, said Rabbi Loi, mikan lo toyrim min hara ala yafa, shumas li truma. It must be the truma is chal. So I understand, says the Gemara, why Rameir says, if somebody buys breads from a nachtoim, some are better, some are worse. The hot ones, the warm ones, the chama are the better ones. The tzainenes, the cold ones, are the worst ones. The halach is, you could be ma'asa min achama ala tzainenes, that's obvious. You could be ma'asa from the better onto the worse, and min tzainenes ala chama, from the inferior, the worse, onto the better. Because a term in a rola yafa truma se truma. Ella, I feel the matvuzim harbe, but I don't understand the next halach. The third thing, Rameir said, that if there were different molds, it looks like they came from different suppliers. The halach is that you're allowed to be mafresh from one to the other. What's the kasha? Lechish to ma'asi lafushim in a chiv ala ptur, manapter ala chiyov. Being that we know that this nachtim gets from different suppliers, maybe one supplier was an amma'aretz and the other one was a chavar. The amma'aretz didn't give chumas and maestres. The chavar did give chumas and maestres. The one that you got from the amma'aretz is chayim and chumas and maestres midei raisa. The one that you got from the chaver is not chayv and chumas and maaser midei raisa. Meaning one dough is chayv, the other dough is potter. The halach is you're not allowed to be mafresh min achiyav ala ptur umin aptur ala chiyav. So according to Rameir, the chachamim masu chizak v'divrei m'kishol Torah, we're very machmir when it comes to the halachas of achilas d'may. So the Gemara says, how do you understand this halacha of Rameir? So the Gemara interrupts for one moment. Amar Abaya, Abaya commented on this last amud and a half of Gemara. He said as follows, Rabbi Lazar Shapiko Kashalin. I agree with Rabbi Lazar's Kasha at the very beginning of the sugya. V'shmul loy Shapiko Mashanile. However, I don't agree with Shmuel's Teretz at the beginning of the sugya. What was Rabbi Lazar's Kasha at the beginning of the sugya? That was the very first Gemara at Afnon Hamid base. Again, the Mishnah said, if a Zar eats Chumas Maisa Shaldmai Beshoigig, he has to be Maisav Chaimish. Kakashale, the Rabbi Lazar was very bothered with that. Chumas Maisa is only the Rabbanon. It's Demai. Vechi Asu Chacham and Chizal the Rain Kishal Teira, Abaya said, Rabbi Lazar, kudos. That was a great Kasha. Shmuel's Teretz? I don't agree with Shmuel's Teretz. Why? He explains. Because Misa Bidesh, the Kakashale, the Rabbi Lazar, Midisa Bidesh Amayim, Umeshani Le Shmuel Misa's Bezen. What was Shmuel's Teretz? Shmuel said, yeah, you find that Rameir litame, because Rameir was very machmer when it comes to Chachamim. Chachamim also chizik the Rebbe Shal Torah. Where did he see that? He saw that by an Eshes Ish. A Shluch Leilacha brought a get Mimdina Sayami, didn't say Befanai Nechtav. She got married, be treated like an Eshes Ish, they raisa. Yoitzi Vavlad Mamzer. Freak Shmuel. You're bringing me a raya that chacham muscle chizik devarim from eshes ish onto the halachas of demai. Demai chumas ma'isers are that it's chumas chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. And eshes ish that's mezana is chayiv misas bezden. Misas bezden is mochamer. So maybe when with the chacham muscle chizik devarim, maybe that's by eshes ish, that's by misas bezden. But it could be by misa b'dei shamayim. Maybe over there not. Abaye continued. So Abaye said, Rabbi Loza asked a good kasha. I don't agree with Rab. With Shmuel's Teretz. For Rav Sheshes, Lo Shapir Kamais of Law. And then Rav Sheshes asked the Kasha on Shmuel, what was his Kasha? Rav Sheshes asked the Kasha for Maisa Sheni. That you see by Maisa Sheni, we're more Makal by Demai than we're Makal by regular Maisa Sheni. Because by Demai, the Allah is, you could be mechalo the mois onto mois, Kesef to Nechoshes, Kesef to Kesef. But by regular Maisa Sheni, you're not allowed to. The Kamri in Umisa, Shmuel just said that Rameir holds that by halachas that come along with a punishment of Misa, whether it's a zar that etrumas maisu is chay Misa b'dei shamayim, or whether it's an eshes ish that got married. That's Misa's Bezdin. Over there, Chachamim also Chizik L'Devrem, Kishol Torah. U'moysev Rav Sheshes Lav, and Rav Sheshes is asking a kasha from the parasha Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni is Hechsen Zaloisaseh. Dechsev Loistucha L'Rabbi Sharecha. It has nothing to do with Chiyav Misa. He continued, but Ulamai the Moisev Rav Sheshes. But now the Rav Sheshes asked his kasha. Rav Yosef Shaper Kamashanili. Rav Yosef definitely gave a good teretz. What was Rav Yosef's teretz? Rav Yosef said there's a chiluk between Achilo and between Pidyoy. That's definitely a good teretz. Abaye said, I would have never even accepted Rav Sheshes' teretz. But Rav Sheshes asked the kasha, and for whatever reason, the Chachomim accepted the question. If you're going to go with the hanocha that the question is a good question, then there's nothing to talk about. Rabbi Yosef gave a very good answer. But Abaye wasn't finished. But Abaye said, Ela Ravina. But I don't understand Ravina. Ravina was the last kasha that we just asked. Ravina asked from the Nachtoim that you see that Rav Meir held that a lekech min ha-Nachtoim could be ma'aser afilu mitfusim harbe. The kasha was, why you let it be ma'aser or give be mafresh challah from one tfos onto another tfos? Maybe one tfos came from an amaris, the other tfos came from a chaver. One is chayvin chal mederai, so one's chayv mederabanan. And now let it be mafresh minachiv al aptur and minaptur al achiv. And if Rav Meir takes such a strong stance when it comes to achilas demai, then why is he allowing this kula? He's allowing you to be mafresh challah min ha chiv al aptur min aptur al achiv. Pishleim, if Rav Meir was makel in the laws of demai, I can understand. But Ravina is saying that in light of this discussion, that if someone eats trumas meisah shel demai, he has to be meisah chaimish. Rav Chamim also chizuk l'devrayim. So if Rav Meir takes such a strong position with regards to demai, Ravina asks, how come when you buy from the nachtam, you're allowed to be mafresh challah min hatfos al hatfos? But Rabbi said, Ravina asked a good kasha. But and a meisah min nachtam, before he asks a kasha from nachtam, say, let me palter, he should have rather and ask a kasha from the mission of Nachtoim, brought a raya from the mission of Palter. The time we learned to the mission of Kech, mena Palter, mena Aser, min kol tfos v'tfos. You're allowed to be ma'aser from kol tfos v'tfos. So you have a Rameir that says that when you buy from a Nachtoim, you're not allowed to. And you have, when you buy from a Nachtoim, you're allowed to. But when it comes to a Palter, you're only allowed to be ma'aser from one tfos onto itself, but not from a tfus to a tfus. So it's true, one seems to be a kasha on our understanding Rameir. The other one seems to support our understanding Rameir. Now, how do you reconcile the apparent stira between the Nachtoim and the Palter? Elamai Yislach Lameimer, Palter mitrei tlasi gavri zovim. The Palter is someone that buys in bulk. See, he taka buys from many people. Being that he buys from many people, therefore the halacha is ma'asim and called tfus v'tfus. You can't be ma'asim from one tfus to another. You can only be ma'asim within one tfus. Because precisely, Rameir is very machman when it comes to d'mai, and Rameir is worried that maybe one tfus came from an amaris, the other tfus came from a chaver. It's for that reason that you're not allowed to. Nachtam nami michad gavri dezoven. The reason by Nachtam he allowed you to is because the Nachtam is a retailer. He wasn't a wholesaler. So we don't have to assume that he bought it from many people. We can assume that he bought it from one person. And Nachtam is not running such a big business. He's not necessarily buying from 20 different people. Could be he has one person that supplies him. Rameir says, we allow you to be mekel and assume that it came from one person. Thus, we're not concerned that maybe you'd be marfish menachiv al aptur. So Ravina got all excited from Nachtam. He thought it was a kasha. You see, Rameir was very mekel by Dmai. No. Faker, I would tell you that from Palter, you see that he's very machmer by the mai. Why then is he makel by Nachtam? Because by Nachtam, he believes that Nachtam's a retailer, he's not buying from a lot of people. So there's nothing to be worried about, there's nothing to be machmer about. And Echinami, the moment there is something to be machmer, like when somebody buys from the Palter, who's the wholesaler, he's the equivalent of the Sitoi. Over there, in fact, you can only be ma'aser min kol tfos v'tfos. You can't be ma'aser from one tfos onto another tfos. Either way, Rava or Mashmuel, Rava commented, and Rava, again, whenever there's a Abaye, there's always a Rava. And Rava told Abaye, you didn't like the beginning of the sugya where Shmuel said that Pshat and Rameir are not Mishnah that says that a Zar, that it's true, Mas Meiser of Demai has to be Meiser of Chaymish. Because Chachav Masu Chizuk Derev Mishal Teretz, Rameir Lashitasa, who holds by Gittin, Kala Meshana Mimatbeya Shatavu Chachav Begittin Yoitzi Vavlad Mamzer. What was your kasha? Maybe there it's Ishish, that's Chi of Misa's Bezin. Over here, we're only discussing Misa B'dei Shamayim. Rava said, no, Shmuel's saying very good, because at the end of the day, Shem Misa B'Olam. It's Misa and it's Misa. You're going to start being mechalik between this type of Misa, that type of Misa. It could be Shmuel held, there's no chilik. And at the end of the day, if Chachamim Asu Chizik, when it comes to Misa's Bezin, it would make a lot of sense that the Chachamim would be Asu Chizik when it comes to Misa B'dei Shamayim as, well, either way, before we go weiter, just two ha'aris. One is a little bit a continuation of something we discussed this morning, and the other one is a fresh ha'ara with regards to the Mishnah of Chamisha Chomshin. So that this morning, we were talking about the Chamisha Prutas, and we went through different sugis, ashas, different areas in halacha where there's a din pruta. One of the things that we talked about was Isha, that's Niknes Bekesef, the Mishnah says has to be a pruta. And we spoke out the Yerushalmi's Kasha, that Kesef, that Karka, which is also Niknes Bekesef, Nechasim Shiesh Lamachrais, Nikne Bekesef, Shtarav Chazaka, Lechur is also Niknes, only Beshava Pruta. And Yerushalmi asked it as a Kasha, why did the Mishnah mention Karka? The Ritva, who said that once we say Isha, we know Karka, because Isha itself, we know Kicha, Kicha, Mistei Efren. So, Morty was ma'ir this morning that, ever since we've spoken at in the past, Reb Leizer Gordon's Kasha, the tells her of, the Gemara, right in the beginning of Masechtas Kedushin, Isha Niknes Bekes, Kesef Minola, we learn it, Kicha, Kicha, Mistei Efren. Avram Avinu brought Stei Efren with Kesef, it says, Kicha, Kiyikach, Ish Isha, so too we learn from there that in Isha's Niknes Bekes, the tells her of asked an unbelievable Kasha. You know, it's this week's parsha. Parsha's Chayisara, right at the beginning of the parsha. Sori Imenu is Nifter. Avram goes to the Bnei Ches. Ephraim, he wants to buy the Ma'aras HaMachpelah from the Bnei Ches because he wants to bury his wife Sara. He knew Chevroin, that was the place where it was known that the Ovis were supposed to be buried. He wants to bury Sara instead of Ephraim. Starts handling with them and he tells them as follows, Ger v'toyshev v'noichi imachem. I'm a ger and I'm a toyshev. T'nu li achuzas kevri imachem. V'ekber amesi mofane. Says Rashi, what does ger v'toyshev mean? Ger means I'm a stranger. Toyshev means I'm a landsman. Was Avram a ger or was he a toyshev? So Rashi brings a medrash agadah that Avram Avinu was telling the Bnei Ches as follows, Im tirtu, if you want, hareni ger. I'm willing to act as if I'm a ger. Meaning, I'll pay you for it as if it really doesn't belong to me. The imlav. But if you're going to play hardball with me, eyeh toshav, then I'm going to be a landsman. I'm going to exercise my right to take it min hadin. Sha'om le'akadosh baruch hu, Hashem promised to me, l'zeracha etin es ha'aretz hazois, that Eretz Yisrael really belongs to me. Meaning, Avraham Avinu was telling the Bnei Ches, really Eretz Yisrael belongs to me. So if I want, I don't even have to pay you for it. I can take it min hadin. Narvas, I'm not interested in going down that road with you. So if you want, let's keep it simple. I'll pay you for it. I'll make believe it's not really mine. But really, Klap Ishmael, Avram Avinu told the Bnei Ches, that Chevroin, the Ma'aras HaMachpelah, the entire Eretz Yisrael, really belong to Avram. So Freit tells her of, how could we learn out Kinyan Kesef from Stei Efrain? If Stei Efrain Gufa, Avram Avinu didn't have to be Koina. He owned it already. He told the Bnei Ches, it's mine, at Lena Bedin. This whole idea that he was going to pay the Bnei Ches for was just to placate them. It was L'sabra Esoizon, to avoid Machlekes. But really didn't have to. He didn't have to make a Kenyan. So how in the world can we learn out Kedushay Kesef by Isha from Stei Efrain? If Stei Efrain Gufa, Avram was never Kaina. So how do you know there's something called Kenyan Kesef? Because he paid, of course he paid him for it. Every time you buy something, you pay him for it. The question is Kesef Kaina? Is that the Kenyan? Or maybe you have to Chazaka, maybe there's a Shtar, maybe there's some other form of Kenyan. So Freita tells the Rav, if Avram didn't have to be Kaina, then how in the world can you bring a riot from here that there's something called Kenyan Kesef? Now the MS is two Aris, and really, this is all Morty's Torah. Number one, we spoke out this morning, the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah says that Nechasim Sheyesh Al Machrayis HaNiknes BeKesef, says the Gemara, Kesef Minol, how do you know the Karkas Niknes BeKesef? And we learn out from a Pasuk in Yirmiyo, Yo, Sadis BeKesef Yiknu. Tais asks the Kasha, Sadis BeKesef Yiknu. Why don't we learn it from Stei Efren? But the bottom line is, it's a Mefurish Gemara. We Taka don't learn out. We don't learn out Kenyan Kesef by Karka from Stei Efren. It's a good kasha, why not? Tosfos says maybe because the Bnei Ches were Bnei Noyach, and maybe Avraham Avinu was also a Bnei Noyach, and we saw in the sugis in the beginning of Perek Hazav that the Darkei Akinyanim of Bnei Noyach are different than the Darkei Akinyanim of Yisrael. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, the Makar to Kenyan Kesef by Karka is really not Stei Efren. Why not? I think it's very good with what Reb Leizer Gordon said, because Fakir Avraham Avinu Taka didn't have to be Koinet. Aye, how do you learn Kicha Kicha Mistei Efren? It's a limud ba'alma. But it's not so much that just like Avram was Koinet Stei Efren with Kesef, so too Isha Niknes BeKesef. It's not true. Could be Avram wasn't Koinet Stei Efren with Kesef. And in fact, when the Gemara needs a Makar, how you know you could be Koinet Karka with Kesef? The Gemara doesn't bring the Raya from Stei Efren. Stei Efren happened to have gone down with an exchange of money. It says over there the Lashon Kicha. So we apply the Kesef to Kiyikach Ish Isha. there we assume that it means Kenyan. At the end of the day, there's a limud. But Muri was Maisa, very good. He said that based on the raid that we spoke at this morning, and we've spoken this out a few times recently, that the gedder of Kenyan Kesef by Isha is in fact fundamentally different than the way Kenyan Kesef works by Karka. When a person is kind of Karka with Kesef, the Kesef that you're giving has to be equal value to what it is you're buying. You can't just give a shovel proof of kesef and buy a $1 million piece of real estate. It doesn't work that way. It has to be kesef that shovel in value. Isha nikness for kesef certainly doesn't work that way. That's the Taz's grace of kasha. But at the end of the day, what you see is that it works differently. So ask your kasha, how could you learn Kicha Mistei Ephraim? At the end of the day, it works so different. The Torah says, again, we're not learning that just like Avraham Avinu was Kicha Mistei Ephraim with kesef, and it was Kenyan Kesef, so to Isha's nickness, be Kenyan Kesef. That's not the Makar. It could be like Replaza Gordon is tying Avraham Avinu was never Koyin Stay Ephraim with Kesef. He didn't have to be Koyin Stay Ephraim. He already owned Stay Ephraim. And in fact, the Gemara itself, Kedusha Chavav Amalaf, didn't bring a raya from there that Kesef is nickname of Kesef. What you see is there was an exchange of money. There's a lotion of Kesef. When it says Kiyikach, we assume there's an exchange of money as well. There it's in the context of Kenyan. Thus we learn from there, Isha Niktas Bekesef. But again, not that just like there was a Kenyan Kesef, so too here there's a Kenyan Kesef. Fakir, you see the whole Kenyan Kesef is very different. It's a limud ba'alma. There's more to talk about, but we'll leave this. Or either way, just one other thing. But Derech Agav, it's this week's parasha. So just again, something that we spoke about when we learned Masechtas Kedushin. How much money did Avraham Avinu pay for the Mar Samach Pela, Arba Meir Shekel Kesef? He paid 400 Shekel Kesef. The Balaturim says that Ephraim Chaser, the word Ephraim Chaser, is begematria of 400. And why does Ephraim have a Sheikhis to 400? Because the word Ayin Ra, not Ayin Hora, Ayin Ra is gematria of 400, and Ephraim had an Ayin Ra, and it's for that reason that it was 400, because Ephraim Ayin Ra, that's the number that he wanted Avram to pay. He wanted him to give the misper of 400. It's interesting, Rabbeinu B'chai in Parshas Lech Lecha is mairich about this number 400. And you find that the number 400 is always associated with Ayin Ra. He says that the reason that Avram Avinu's descendants, Kiger Yizaracha Be'eretz Loi Lohem V'avodim V'inu Oysam Arba Ne'eshano, is because when Avram Avinu was Nitoisef Loi Ois Hei B'shmoi, he got an Ayin Hara. The Satan gave him an Ayin Hara. And because of the Ayin Hara, his descendants had to go to Golos. How long? Kemispar Ayin Ra. They had to go for 400 years. He says that Esav had an Ayin Ra because he took from his father Yitzchak the Midas Hadin and he channeled it Lira. Thus he had an Ayin Ra. And what happens when the report comes back to Yaakov? They tell Yaakov, Esav is coming. How many men does he have with him? He has 400 men. Because that's the symbol of Ayin Ra. I saw the Ben Yehoyada. Ben Yehoyada says, there's two Gemaras. There's a Gemara Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. It's a well-known Gemara. The Gemara says that Rava once forced somebody to give tzedakah. It's well-known in the world of Lamdas, because tzedakah is a mitzvah saseh shema and schar betzida. And ordinarily, if you have a mitzvah saseh shema and schar betzida, what's the rule? You can't force a person to do it. Yet the Gemara says that Rava once forced somebody to give tzedakah. Lashon HaGemara. Ki hodi Rava, kafkilu Rav Nosson Merami, ve'apik minei, dalud meya zuzi l'tzedakah. He forced them to give 400 zuzi l'tzedakah. There's another Gemara. Ksubis, daf samach zayin amad beis. The Gemara over there talks about Marukva. Marukva used to give tzedakah, and he used to give in matam b'seiser. Marukva hava anya b'shivavuse. There was a poor person in his neighbor, davi rogel kol yoyim edushadi le'arba zuzi. He used to always give him 400 zuzi. That was the number that he used to give him. Says the Ben Yoyada, why 400? Both in the Gemara on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis and in the Gemara on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis, he says because being that 400 is the gematria of Ayin Ra, people used to give $400 in tzedakah. They felt that it would be a shmira for them keneged Ayin Ra. So we know 18, 36, multiples thereof. 400 once upon a time was a magic number because it was considered to be a shmira keneged the Ayin Ra. Either way, that's the first order. The second order is that we spoke about this idea of pruta. There's a concept, chamisha prutois. And one of the cases mentioned in the Mishnah, and that was really the topic of our daf, really for the last couple of days, that was somebody that's being poida his own maisa sheni. So if somebody has maisa sheni, and now he's being poida his own maisa, not somebody else's maisa sheni, he's being poida his own maisa sheni. So what's the halacha? The halacha is that when he's poided, he has to be maisa chamish. Shufa Hektish. Question is why? Why is it that if you're paid the Maisa Sheni, that you have to be Maisa Chaimish? So the truth is a very well-known Rambam in the end of Hilchas Tmura. The Rambam over there is talking about the Halach of Tmura. What's Tmura? Somebody was Maktish an animal, and then he has seller's remorse. He says, I didn't want this animal to be Kodesh, I wanted a different animal to be Kodesh. So he says, Harezeh Tmurazu. Instead of this one being Kodesh, I want that one to be Kodesh. What does the Torah say? Harehu Tmurazu, yeah, Kodesh. They both end up being Kodesh. And the Rambam, in the end of Hilchas Tmura, gives a little bit of a reason for it. We don't really need the reason for Tmura, but we need Derech Agav, what the Rambam says. Says the Rambam Azoy. This is from the most famous Rambams, at the very end of Hilchas Tmura. Afap Yishakol Chukei HaTorah Gzeiros, saying, even though all the Chukei HaTorah Gzeiros, K'moy Shebi'arin B'Seif Mila, like we explained in the end of Hilchas Mila, Royal is Boinen Bohen, we have to try to understand them. And to the best of our ability that we could understand, even the Chukei HaTorah, that's something we should do. Harayomru Chachamim Arishonim, Shamelech Shloima, Haven Reva Tamim, Shakol Chukei HaTorah, Shloima Melech, who was so smart, he was a genius, he exercised so much effort and energy to try to understand the Chukei HaTorah. So even a Chayt, even something that really, at first glance, maybe doesn't make sense, it seems like a ritual, even that's something that we're supposed to try to understand. Says the Rambam, yearly, this idea that we find, that after a person makes something tmura, the halacha is that it and the tmura are both kodesh, kinyan sha'amar, v'mamakdash yigal es beisoy, v'yosav chamishes kesav erkecha olam. It's very similar in its reason to the idea that if somebody's makdish somebody, if somebody has maisa sheni and he wants to be paid it now, the halachas you have to be maisa chaymish. What's the reason? For yard the Torah l'soif machshev as a adam. The Torah understood the psychology of a person. V'ksas yitzrei hara shetivay shel adam, the teva of a person is noita laharbis kinyanei v'lachas amamayne. People like money. People want to get as much money as they can. They want to part with as little money as possible. So that a person who's makdish something, it's very possible that he feels bad afterwards that he did it. He has remorse. When it comes to be poided, he'll be poided for pachas mishav. This is the part that we need. So says the Rambam, you know why the Torah said, be Yosef Chaimish? Because we don't trust you. You're going to sit down and you're going to say, aha, I have $1,000 worth of Paris Maisa Sheni. I'm going to be poided on $1,000. When you sit down and you cheshbon your $1,000, you're not making the cheshbon real properly. Maybe it's really worth a lot more than $1,000. Maybe it's worth $1,200, $1,300. It's for that reason the Torah said that we don't trust your calculation. We want to make sure that there's a little bit of a buffer over here. There's room for error. So what we're going to do is we're going to say, be Maisav Chaimish. That's a 25% more. It's Chaimish Milavat. If you're Maisav Chaimish now already, we're not so worried that you're going to get it wrong. But the idea of the Chaimish, not because the Torah wants, the Torah doesn't care about the Chaimish. You know what the Torah really wants? The Torah wants you to get it right. The Torah wants dollar for dollar, and there's so much negias when it comes to money that yard the Torah v'soif machsheves adam shetivay shel adam noita laharbis kinyanei v'lachas amamoynei. And unless we create this buffer, there's no way in the world you're going to get it right. So either way, the Rambam, when he gives this fascinating shmuz in the end of Hilchas Tmura, how important it is to understand Tamei HaTorah and not just accept things as a chayk and to do mitzvahs in a meaningless way, but it's important for a person to try to the best of his ability. And the Rambam, of course, practiced what he preached. The Rambam wrote a whole sefer, Meir Nevoichim, where the Rambam spent a majority of the sefer explaining. The latter part of the sefer is all about Tamei HaMitzvahs. But the point is that the Rambam held, you're supposed to, and the Rambam gives examples. What's his example? Tamura and Chaimish. That's one of his examples. It's just interesting that the Rambam discusses this at even greater length in the end of Hilchas Me'ilah. And the Rambam just concludes with one beautiful lashon. He says, V'kama ha'yodavin ha'melech mitztayer, that David HaMelech had so much pain and suffering, min haminim v'hagoyim, shayim meshivim alachukim, they used to drive him crazy. They would tell David HaMelech, this is your religion, this is what makes, what, you do things like this, things that seem so silly, things that seem to make no sense. The minim, the apikorsim, they would be mitzvah. Tzair, David HaMelech, that's the Lashon HaRambam, over the Chukim. The Chosman Shah Yeroit Fenoise, Betshuvas HaShekher, Sha'orchim Lefnei Koitze Das Adam. But says the Rambam, that when David HaMelech would be posed with this challenge, when somebody would get up and he would start questioning Tamei HaMitzvahs, things that they were questioning, says the Rambam, Lefi Koitze Das Adam, because they were foolish. They weren't on the level where they were able to understand it. You know what David HaMelech used to do? He didn't fight back. He didn't go to a seminar somewhere and sit down and learn and try to understand but rather, that's what he used to do. Unbelievable. So the Rambam says that David HaMelech, the Kamahoya David HaMelech Mitztar Min Amin V'Agoyim, who used to chap him over the chukim, and David HaMelech's reaction was he would be Mistabik in the Torah more. And the truth is that this, that the Rambam says that David HaMelech used to get tsar from the Minim and the Goyim, as we know, it's a Rashi right in the beginning of Parashas Chukas. So is Chukas HaTorah, the very first Rashi. Lefisha Satan V'Uma Sa'ilam Moinin Es Yisrael. Moinin, not they count the Yidin. Meloshin Oina, our sugya. They chep the Yidin. Loimar, Ma Mitzvah HaZois. Uma Tam Yeshbo. What in the world are you doing? Leficha Kasa B'Chukah Gzeirihim Mufonai. Eilucha Rishos Lahar Rachra. By the way, that was the meaning of the Minim and the Goyim and the Apikorsim. They would always chep the Yidin. I'll tell you something that I heard from the Reshiva, the Bar Yomakil Shlita. He said this at a Lakewood Fellowship event. He said something beautiful. He said that in Parashas Vaschanan, the Pasuk says, Re'ei, Limadati Eschem, Chukim u'mishpatim, kashativani Hashem Elokei, lasis came b'kerev v'aretz, asher atem bo Hashem l'rishta. So Hashem tells Klal Yisrael, look, I taught you chukim u'mishpatim. This is Moshe really talking. Kashativani Hashem. These are mitzvahs that you need to internalize, mitzvahs that when you go to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have to observe. Ushmartem vasisem. You should keep these mitzvahs. Because if you're going to keep these mitzvahs, you're going to look very smart and very clever in the eyes of the Ummah Yisraelim. Because when they see what you do, the Amru, they will say, the greatest Kiddush Hashem will come about when a Yid does the mitzvahs and he keeps the Torah and he looks intelligent. So Malkiel was medayik beautifully. I taught you chukim and I taught you mishpatim. Ushmartem vasisa. Doesn't mention the mishpatim. So I taught you chukim and mishpatim. Do it. Because when the goyim see that you keep the chukim, you know what they're going to say? Rak am chacham v'novin hagoya gadol hazeh. What's the difference between a chayk and a mishpat? A chayk is a mitzvah that has no reason, or at least we don't understand the reason. The mishpat is the mitzvah that we do have reason. Seder Makil, it's unbelievable. What are the goyim going to be nispal from? They're nispal from the chukim. Where are they going to see chachmaschem uvinaschem? Asher yishmon es kol hachukim oyla. We started off talking about chukim u'mishpatim, but ultimately their inspiration is going to come from the chukim. So he said there are a bunch of phonies. It's true. In the beginning of Parshas Chukas, Rashi says, and the Rambam says, they used to be mitzar David HaMelech, hayomoyin es Yisrael on the chukim. But at the end of the day, it was coming from an insecurity. It was coming from a place of a spilus. To the contrary, this is what blows them away. Ki chachmaschem uvinaschem le'ene yo'amim is asher yishmon es kol hachukim. That's not coming from a real place. It's coming from a place of, either way, on that note, we continue along here with another classic Mishnah. This could be the Mishnah here in the Sugyas of Eino. Elu Dvarim She'en L'Maino. The following are examples where there's no din of Eino. Ha'avodim. Somebody buys or sells an Eved Kanani for more or less than a shtus. The hashtaros, or someone trades a note. It's a document, an IOU, that's trading on a secondary market, the hakarkois, or a piece of property, the hektishes, or hektish, the laws of Eino do not apply. Additionally, Eilam tashlumi kefil, the halachas of kefil don't apply. So if somebody steals an evet, shtar, karka is not an exelus anyways, or hektish, you don't have the halachas of kefil, v'loy tashlumi arbav chamisha, nor do you have arbav chamisha. Where would it be negay arbav chamisha? Only hektish. Evet, shtar, and karka, it's not shayach, dalvei, because dalvei is only on a shur or a seh. But if you had a shuras, a hektish, you wouldn't have the halacha of dalveh. Additionally, another area in halacha where evet shtar karka and hektish are unique, shem mechina, who was given to watch these things, eino nishba, doesn't swear shvos hashoimrim over these things. V'nois is sachar, who tain is geneva, eino mishal. Rav Shimon says, not all hektish were created equally. Kachem shuchai brach yusam, if someone has hektish, that he himself would be chayv and achrayis. For example, Rashi says, omar hareolai oila. So that if something happens to this animal, then he was mafish an animal. If something happens to this animal, he'll have to replace it because he took upon himself an obligation to give an oila. So either this one or another one. There the halach is yeshlan oina. There would be oina if he now buys or sells such an animal. But kachim, that one is not chayav b'achrayus. For example, if he said harezu, so that if something happens to this animal, he wouldn't be responsible to replace it over there. Eilam, you know, and this is of course Reb Shimon Shita. Reb Shimon holds davar agoyim l'mamon is k'mamon dami. So even though the hektish itself is not mamon hedyet, but if there's a hedyet somewhere that's responsible for this hektish, it's considered a davar agoyim l'mamon, because if it gets lost, ultimately a hedyet's going to lose out for it. This is Reb Shimon Shita of davar agoyim l'mamon. How does that shtim with the halachas of grama ben azokin and dina de garmis? We spoke at Ktzos when we learned Masechtas Bava Kama. The Gemara is going to discuss this line of Reb Shimon in a few days. Either way, Reb Yehuda said, if somebody sells a sefer Torah, behemor, an animal, margolis, jewelry, there is no laws of ayna. Amru lay, they told him, lay amru, elo eselo. They told Reb Yehuda, it's not true. We don't agree with you, Reb Yehuda. It's true, there's no ayna for eved, shtar, karka, and hektish, but you were moisif, a moichas sefer Torah, behemo, margolis, nishtemis. How do you know that there's no dine ayna with avodim, shtoros, karkois, and hektar? So, Gemara, it's a brisa. The Tanu Rabbanon, v'chisim kiru, memkerla, misecho, oikono, miyad, amisecho, altoinu ishazach. That's the opening pasuk in the parsha of Vayna. Parsha of Vayna is mentioned in the parsha's Bahar. It's perek of hey, pasuk, yodalit, hezvav, tezayin, several psukim that discuss the halacha of Vayna. The first halacha is if somebody buys or sells something, oikono, miyad, amisecho, altoinu ishazach, says the Gemara. The loshin oikono miyad amisecho miyad dovra nikta miyad yad. You learn from there that the only time there's halacha vayna is if it's somebody that can trade hands. It's metalpim yatzu karkois sheinon metalpim yatzu avodim shehukshu lekarkois yatzu shtarois tchsev v'chisem kiru memkar shegufay macher. Something that when you sell it, the value of the thing you're selling is intrinsic. V'gufay konoi. So the makar is the first pasuk. Miyad is a dover. That's tafke metaltelin. Once I'm in my karka, I know to be mamayit avodim as well, because evidence sukash lakarka. I know only something that has intrinsic value. Says the Gemara. Mikan Amru. From here we learn, meaning, being that the makar, that shtaris is nismayit, is from chisip kiru memkar, something that's gufay machar. So from there we can learn a halacha that hamoicha shtaris of lebasam yesh lemayna. If somebody sells a shtar, not for what's written in the shtar, but for the piece of paper, then there is a freaking or pshita, obvious. So the no, lafugid Rav Kahana, there's a little bit of a chiddush. Tama inu nol aprutais, kamash malon. Right, we saw in the afternoon, hey, a machloikis, whether the shirayna is pruta, could be the minimum shirayna has to be even more than a pruta. The piece of paper is worth a pruta. It's not worth more than a pruta. Certainly not what the shir would be if you require the larger shir. Kamash malon, that there would be enough for this. Says the Gemara. Hektashis, how do you know hektashis? Amakra, achiv. Achiv, v'loy hektash. So again, how do you know that there's no ayna b'karkois? Because it says ayna miyad amisecho. Dovra nikta miyad mask for rabbi bar mamul. Kol eichad chesiv yoda yoda mamish. Is that true? Every time it says yad, it means a physical hand. Elo miyato chesiv ba midbar chafal va'yikachas kol aritz miyad. It's talking about the wars between Sichon and Moav. So Sichon took a land from the hand of Moav. What, he physically took it out of his hand? Hachinami dechol aribi yad. They have a knuckle, he was holding it in his hand, that he pickpocketed him. Ela Rishusoi. What does the other mean? It means Rishus. Sochinami Rishusoi. Maybe when it says, Ikonami Yadam Isecho, you bought something from the Rishus. But maybe you bought Karka. How do you know from there to be Mamayit Karka? Sochti Gemara. Tocholecha de Chsev Yodoi. Lav Yodoi Mamish. Aha. So you want to tell me that from Vayika Cheskol Aritzim Yodoi, you see, Yad doesn't mean literally Yad. It means Rishus, because over there can't mean Yad. I'll bring you a Raya Fakir. At the time we went to the Brisa, that's in the parish of Gneva. What's the halacha? Somebody stole, he was a Ganev, and now he found it in his Rishus. You have to pay Kefa. How do you know that if he found it in his Gag, his Chotzer, his Karfin? This Erevin fame. How do you know that you still have to pay Kefa Talmud? From this Ribui, Himotze, Timotze. So the only reason we know to be marva, not only your literal hand, but even your rishos, is because of this riboy of imatzi tematz. But if not for that, I would think that yad means mamish. See, if I care, yad means mamish. Vesu tanya nachabraisa v'nasam biyodin the parsha of gerishin. Eli elo yodo. From there, I would know only that if you give a get to your wife's hand, she's migureshes. Gag or chatzer v'kafif v'nein. How do you know if you put it on her roof, in her chatzer, in her karf, that she's migureshes? Tam aloyim avinosan mikol mokoyim. Again, time in the kosher rechmat of avinosan. Hola fachi, but had it not said avinosan, hava amino, I would have thought, kol hecha the kosav yadoi, yadoi mamish. So, we have conflicting reports over here. On the one hand, vayikach es kol aretz miyadoi is mashma, can't hold property in your hand, must be yada means rishusai. But then again, from the parish of Geneva and the parish of Gerishin, it's mashma yada is yada mamish. We needed a special pasuk to be marba the yadis, not mamish. So what's going on over here? And again, coming full circle to our sugya, when it says ikonim yada misecha, does it mean dafka davar nikti miyada yad or not? So the Gemara says, must be ela kol yada yada mamishu. You have to say the yad means yad, which means a yad. Your hand, nothing to talk about. Ah, vayikach es kol aretz miyadei. V'shani yosef, d'lek l'meimer hachi. There's no other way to tie shit. Ela mishusa. Meaning, if it's possible that it means your hand, it means your hand. If it's not possible, it means your hand. Then maybe it doesn't mean your hand. Then maybe it means your rishus. Bottom line, ikonim miyada misecha could mean your hand. If it could mean your hand, it has to mean your hand. And the halacha, therefore, would be that dafka metaltalin as opposed to karka. One last gemara, and then we'll finish with some raid until Myrav. Boy, Rab Zeiro, Schirus, Yeshloi Oina, Oi Einlo Oina. Is there Oina by Schirus or is there no Oina by Schirus? Memka Amarachmana Avaloy Schirus. On the one hand, it says, Vichisim Kiru Memka, you sold it. You didn't lease it, you didn't rent it. Oidom Aloishna, Amalay Abaya, Miksiv Memka Loilom, Memka Stomachsiv, the High Nami Beyemi Mechirahi. The lumness of how Schirus works is it's a Mechira for a specific amount of time. And being that it is considered mechira, when the Torah says v'chisik grumem kolam isecho, if you lease something and you're ripped off, the laws of Aino would apply. But either way, this mishnah is a very important mishnah. Elu dvarim she'en lem Aino, ha'vodim v'hashtoris v'akarkos. So let's talk a little bit about karka. Ein Aino l'karkos. That's axiomatic. You know that throughout Shas. There's no din Aino big karkos. Why? It's interesting. There's a discussion in Rishayim. The Maramokim, the Ayin Sham, is Tosfos and Bava Basra, Daf Samach Aleph on the base. Tos over there has a tzad that maybe it's a svara, and the svara would be that there's really no value to karka. Karka is worth whatever people are willing to pay for it. Or alternatively, maybe if somebody overpays for karka, it's implied that there's some sort of a mechila. Karka people view differently than metalfa. Bottom line is there's some svara that underpins the idea of Ein Aino L'Karkos. Could be Taisa, could be it's not a svara. Could be it's Exeris HaKosav, Ekonomi Adam Esechel. Meaning maybe there is no svara behind it. But the bottom line is Ein Aino L'Karkos. The problem is that if you look in the Torah, when the Torah mentions the parsha of Aino, the Torah says as follows. V'chisib kiru memka l'amisecho, Ekonomi Adam Esechel, al toinu ish esachim. Again, this is Parshas Bahar, Perich Avei, Pasuk Yudal. The pasuk continues. Pasuk Tosfav. B'mispar shonim achar ayoyvol tiknam yeisam isechol. B'mispar shnei tvoes yim kolach. L'fi roiv ha-shonim tarbet miknasoy. U'l'fi ma'oit ha-shonim tamet miknasoy. Ki mispar tvoes hum moichalach. And then the pasuk concludes. V'loi soinu ishes ha-misoy v'yoresim elekechem k'ani ha-shonim lokechem. There's a context of the pasuk. Meaning this pasuk is the general azara to the halacha v'ayno. But the Torah is talking about something very, very specific. You know what the Torah is talking about? The Torah is talking about somebody selling a field bizman sha-yovel noeg. With halacha was that as soon as yovel came, the field had to go back to its original owner. So if you're going to sell a field, you have to be upfront with the lekeach to the extent that he's an amoritz and he's not aware of yovel, he doesn't know when yovel is coming. Explain to him how long he's buying it for. Because dependent on that, that will determine how much he should pay for it. Meaning if yovel's in 2 years, it's not worth so much money. If yovel's in 40 years, then it's worth a lot of money. So it says the Torah, b'mispar shonim achra yovel tiknam yesam yisachal. You have to factor that in into the price of the property. L'fi roiv ha-shonim tarba, l'fi moit ha-shonim tamid, ki mispar tvoi su moichalach. That means the pasuk is clearly talking about someone that's selling a field. A field is karka. Freit the Ramban. How could the Mishnah say in Bava Metzia daf nun vav amin alf? This is the Ramban ala Torah. Ein oin olor karkois. Ein mikro yoytze midei pshutoi. The pashup shot in the pasuk of Oina is clearly talking about karka. Says the Ramban, because of this kasha, you have to say a very important yisoid. And that is that when the Mishnah says Ein oin olor karkois, the Mishnah does not mean that there's no iser Oina. there is an Israina. And if somebody would fool his friend in a real estate transaction, he'll be over the Issa de'iraisa of Al Toinu Ishazach. Einar Nolika Koish just means that the Dine Mominus, the Chesh Nishpat, the Shulchan Aruch, of Oina doesn't apply. Simin Reish Chav Zayin Chesh Nishpat. That doesn't apply when it comes to Perik Yud Beis and Ochas Mechir in the Rambam. That doesn't apply when it comes to Karka. The Shtos, the Pachas Mishtos, the Yasin Mishtos, all those halachas don't apply to Karka. The Dine Mominus, Perik Kazov, that doesn't apply to Karka. But the Isir Val Toinu Ish as Achid, that does. And that's why the Pashup Shad and the Pasuk is okay, because it's true it's talking about Karka. The Torah is talking about the Isser. The Azara, the Isser, there's no question, it's talking about Karka. And that's the Yisoid, the Ramban, the Chinuch brings it in the Sefer HaChinuch. However, the Mishlon Melech is Medayik from a Tosfos in the beginning of Perek Ezeu Neshech, not like this Ramban. The Gemara over there, it's a well-known Gemara. The Gemara asks at first glance a very, very difficult question to understand. And that is, the Torah says there's three parashiyos in the Torah that I believe is redundant. It says, Voisigzo, thou shalt not steal. It says, you're not allowed to be malva beribis. And there's an Isser I know. Freak the Gemara, it's all redundant. If it would say gzela, I would know I know and ribis. And if it would say ribis, I would know gzela and I know. If it would say I know, I would know gzela and ribis. Meaning, all I really should need is one, and I would know the other two. At the very least, with a mahatzad, with two, I should know everything. And the Gemara struggles. Why did the Torah need a special parasha of gzela, of ribis, and I know? Freik toisvis agishmak akasha. The im toimar, I have an afkimina. You want to know why the Torah had to write gzela? What's the kasha? Learn gzela from ribis and I know. It chapan afkimina, if somebody steals an evikanani. Says Tosfos, if somebody steals an Eved Kanani, he's a Gazel. Now you're going to ask me, Karka in an Exelis, and Eved is always hookish Lekarka. Says Tosfos, the only time Eved is hookish Lekarka is if there's a halacha by Karka that's learned out from Exeris HaKosef. If there's Exeris HaKosef by Karka, Eved is hookish Lekarka. But if there's a halacha by Karka that's totally in Svara, such as Karka is Niknis Bechazoka. Doesn't mean that Eved is Niknis Bechazoka. Karka is Niknis Bechazoka, because the way you show Bailos on Karka is when you know God of parts. That has nothing to do with an Eved. If it's something that's totally in Svara, one's nothing to do with the other. It says, Karka in exiles is not a din. It's a Svara. You can't steal Karka. It doesn't move. You physically can't steal it. Eved does move. You can't physically steal it. So Eved is Nigzelis. That's the halacha, says Tosfos. Says Tosfos, maybe that's why I need Loisigzo. Because I would never know that an Eved is Nigzeles from Ribbis and Aina, because Aina Aina Bikarkois, and there's no Ribbis by Karkois either. Great to Mishlam Melech. Bishlam, if you hold that there's no Din Aina Bikarkois at all. So Tosfos has a very Gishmak Akasha. How in the world could I learn that Eved is Nigzeles from Aina? Aina Aina Bikarkois. But later, Ramban Allah Torah that says that really there is an Isra Aina by Karka. When the Mishnah says Aina Aina Bikarkois, all the Mishnah really means is that there's no dine oina, but avada the iser oina, there is. So there is an iser oina. So if there's an iser oina, then I could learn then iser gzela by avadim from oina. Oina, there's an iser by karka, there's an iser by avadim, so there's no reason I shouldn't be able to learn gzela from it. So from Tosfos kasha, that Tosfos was very bothered that maybe I need loy sigzoil to tell me the iser gzela by avadim, and Tosfos said I can't learn it out from oina. It's clear that Tosfos held that in another kakois means there's no iser at all. In other words, Mishlo Melech is saying that there's machlokes Ramban and Tosfos sokta mechas chinuch and mitzvah shin lamed zayin, that I believe that I have a diak in the Ramban that he held like this sad mechudeshes that the Mishlo Malach was Mechiach from Tosfos and Bava Metzia Taf Samach Aleph Amalaf. The Rambam in Perik Yubeis Hilchas Mechira, again, that's where he discusses the laws of Aina. Says the Rambam as follows: V'af al pi shu over al leis aseh. If someone is over the Isser Aina, he's over al leis aseh. Einai loika, but there's no Malchus. The reason is Mepnei Shenitein Lehishavai. Why? Because what's the halacha of Aina? You have to give it back. So be that you have to give it back. Says the Rambam, it's for that reason there's no Aina. Freik to him. I have a pashta nafgamina, karka. If there's an Isra Oina by karka, yet the dine mominus of Oina do not apply. I mean, you don't have to give back the shtos. It's not nitin lishavoin. So I have a hechetim, so you should get malchus for the Israel. No. So how could the Rambam make a blanket statement that ein loike, you never get malchus for the Israel? No. Why don't you get malchus for oino bekarkois? There's an iser, and it's not nitin lishavoin. Zokta mechas chinuch, zoi say meres, the Rambam held, there's no iser oino bekarkois. He held like Tosfos, the Mishlo Malchus Diuk in Tosfos, that ein oino bekarkois is not only a hafka in the Dine Mominus of Aino, but there's going to be no Israel Aino either. Mechas Chinuch is not so happy with this. He's Meirich Dvarim Atikin, Dvarim Neflon, Ein Kamakoyim. We don't have time to go through the whole Arichos of the Mechas Chinuch, but as you can imagine, this is a real Minchas Chinuch Shmuz, just like the discussion that we had this morning with Chatzishir and Pruta. This is right in the Minchas Chinuch's wheelbarrow. But either way, that's the Mechas Chinuch's Ha'or at first glance from the Rambam, that the Shitas Rambam would seem to be Meira, like Toysis above Mitzia Daf Samach Aleph. Not like what the Ramban assumes for a Dava Pashat, based on the Pshutai Shal Mikra, just from being Mavis Sedra, Parashas Bahari, he says, I don't know how in the world how you could say there's no Israel, I know. By Karka, bottom line, it would seem to be an interesting Machlekes B'Shaina. But we'll just conclude with one interesting thing. That is the Arachayim HaKadosh, already talks about, there are, incidentally, many Lumdisha pieces from the Arachayim. We spoke at one not so long ago about the Mechiras HaBechayra, we got into some raid a couple of weeks ago on a Sunday morning. But the Rechaim right here on this Pasuk, after the Pasuk says, Al Toinu Ishas Achiv, three psukim later, V'loi Soinu Ishas Amisai, V'yoreisa Me'eloi Kecha, Ke'ani Hashem Eloi Kechem. Says the Arachayim, why did the Torah have to repeat again? Now the truth is, we're going to see at the end of the week that the Gemara learns from there that there's an Isser Oinas Mamoin and there's an Isser Oinas Dvarim. And the second lab of the Lo Yisoinu is coming to teach me the Isser Oinas Dvarim. But the Arachayim says a different pshat based on Pshutei Shel Mikra. He says, you know what the Torah was coming to say? The Torah is coming to make it very, very clear that don't think that there's no Israelina by Karka. There is an Israelina by Karka. And that's for like Toinu Ishas Amisai. Meaning, even though the Dine Mominus of Aina doesn't apply, but in Israelina there will be. For like Toinu Ishas Amisai. And then he says something unbelievable. This is the punchline. The punchline he says is, V'yareso me'elikecha. So listen to what he says. He says, like Toinu Ishas Amisai is talking about Aina's Karka. Aina's Karka is not Nitin Lishoving. Bezdin has no jurisdiction over it. They can't force you to give back the Aina. So what happens to a Yid like this? Reuven ripped off his friend Shimon. He has no claim. Shimon has no claim on Reuven in court. You know who's going to take care of it? Not much what we spoke about this morning. Hashem is going to take care of it. Says the Arachayim, now you better watch out. Because now this is under the jurisdiction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perish. There's no choice. Hashem is going to have to be the one to deal with it. If Hashem is the one that's going to be dealing with it, the Yoresim Elikecha, you should be afraid. As you're mentioning, that's mamash what we spoke at this morning from the Rebbe Reb Herschel. Kates Kolbasser Bolafanai, Hashem said. Kimol Oretz Chomas. Chomas says the Medrash Tadar Mabel that used to steal Pachas Meshava Pruta. Pachas Meshava Pruta is like Nitin Lishavit. What happens? You're part of Medina Yadav, but you're Chai Medina Shemayim. If somebody steals Pachas Meshava Pruta, the Rambam says, you're Ivaloy Sigzal. You're Ivaloy Signoy. There's just no Hishavayim. So what happens? Hashem says, okay, I'm going to deal with it. That's Kates Kolbasser Bolafanai. That's why I'm dealing with it. Because it's taken lo nitin lishavin. The Archaim says the same exact adag. But I was just thinking, you always think, part of Medina, the Chai Medina Shemayim always feels like a kula. Grubba bin Azakin. You're part of Medina. Oh, you're only Chai of Medina Shemayim. No. That's the Yoresa Melekecha. That's Kate's Kobasa Balafanai. Chai Medina Shemayim is not a kula. You know what? I'm only Chai Medina Shemayim. To the contrary, Chai Medina Shemayim comes with a big responsibility. But just last thing, and that is, so this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, this whole shmooze. Simon Reish Chav Zayin Sevkan Chav Tes Elu Dvarim She'en Lem Oino Avodin Vashtoris Vakarkois Vahekdeshois V'chule says the Sma Sevkan Nun Aleph V'da Da Marshal Kosav Da Af De'im Itu De Isma'atu Hani Midin Oino Mikomokim Legorim Oino's Dvarim V'gnevas Das U'bichlal Leisenu Ishas Achivim. Says the Marshal, quoted by the Sma on the page in Shulchan Aruch, that we're going to see at the end of the week the much lighter part of the Aino Sugya. That's Aino Dvarim. You're not allowed to chep a person. You're not allowed to cause a person tsar. Forget about ripping him off, taking his money away. You're not allowed to go a person tsar. So it says this, even if you're going to tell me the Mishlo Melech's Diyak and Tesvis in the beginning of Ezel Nesh, and the Mechas Chinuch's Diyak in the Rambam, the beginning of Perek Yud-Beis Hilchos Mechira, that there's no Isser Oinas Mamoy by Karka, but it's like Garef Oinas Dvarim. If you can't go over to somebody, chep him to cause him pain, you certainly can't rip him off in a real estate transaction and cause him pain. So the bottom line, this is all a Shailen Lamdis, says this man, with regards to Yeah Oinas Mamoy or No Oinas Mamoy. But you want to know if you're a Gain of Das? Check. You want to know if you're Oinas Dvarim? Check. Either way, we'll stop here.
The following Raid Bite is being added to the daf as in Yana Dioma.
What can you and what can you not use for Mara? The Mishnah said, Ve'ilu yurakos, sha'adam yoytzebem yedei chayvasa bepesach. The following are examples of vegetables that you can use to be mekayim your mitzvah of Mara. Bechazeres, that's lettuce. Be'tamcho, we'll see what that means. U'becharchavina, u'beolshin, and dives, ubimarer, and some plant that was known as mar. The Gemara then brought a bunch of brisos that added and subtracted from this list. At the very end, the Gemara said, Ravina ashkeche l'rav acha brei d'rava da have a mahadar amirirta. Ravina met Rav Acha brei d'rava, and he saw that he was looking for this plant called Mara, because that's what he wanted to use to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Mara. Amalesi told him, why are you looking for the Merirta? Oh, the Merirta and Tveh, because it's very, very bitter. Chazeres Tnan. What does that mean? Says Rashi. The Mishnah mentioned a list of Yurakos, a list of vegetables that you're allowed to use for Mara, and the first mentioned on the list was Chazeres. So if Chazeres is mentioned first, it means it's the most Chashuv. And based on that, what you should be using is Chazeres. V'tanet ve'shmul Chazeres. Shmul said the same thing. He said you're supposed to use the Chazeres. V'amar Rabbi Shaya. And Rabbi Shaya said the same thing. Mitzvah b'Chazeres. So it sounds like from the Gemara, that even though there was a whole list of things that one is allowed to use for Mara, but the Gemara said, it doesn't seem like anybody argues, that the mitzvah, the lekatchila, is the chazeres. And in fact, it's the first mention in the Mishnah, and we have a rule that unless proven otherwise, any time Chazal mentioned the list of things, the first thing in the list is always considered to have a precedent, it's always considered to be the most chashuv. And the truth is that this is exactly what's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. In Hilchos Pesach, in Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Ayin Gimel, Sifkot Nei, the Mechaber says, Eilu Yurakos sheyoytzim hem yedei chayvasa. Chazeres, Ulshin, Tamcha, Charchavina, and Mar. The Mechaber brings our Mishnah. V'yoytzim ba'alun shalem, you can use the leaves. U'bekalchin, you can use the stalks, etc., etc. Then says the Mechaber, however, v'ikur ha-mitzvah b'chazeres. But you want to know what the ikur mitzvah is? The most ideal way to be mekayim the mitzvah of Mara is to use chazeres. It's to use lettuce. V'im inlay chazeres, let's say you don't have chazeres, then you chazer achar rishon rishon, kafi asey de shem shon. Then go back to the Mishnah, see whatever comes up next in the Mishnah, and whatever's next in the Mishnah, that's what you should do. But what are you supposed to use like atchila? What's the ikra mitzvah? The ikra mitzvah is to use chazeres. The ikra mitzvah is to use lettuce. The Chayk Yaakov brings from the Beis Yosef, that's it, that when the Shulchan Aruch says that the ikra is to use Chazeres, afilu liknois bedam in yikar. It means even if you live in a place where it's hard to find, it's a yikara metzia, which means based on supply and demand, you're going to end up spending a lot of money on it, it doesn't matter. Even if it's going to cost you extra money, afilu liknois bedam in yikar, the lekatchilu way to be mekayim the mitzvah of maror is by eating chazeres. The truth is that as it relates to the minig in Klal Yisrael, there are many, many, many Yidden that follow the Shulchan Aruch and do exactly what the Mechaber says. The Ikra Mitzvah B'Chazeres. And it's based on our Gemara, doesn't seem to be disputed, that the right way, the most lekatchila way to be Mekayim the Mitzvah is with lettuce, the most lekatchila way to be Mekayim the Mitzvah is B'Chazeres. But there's another very, very large group in Klal Yisrael that's not Mekayim the Mitzvah of Mara by eating lettuce. Rather, they're Mekayim the Mitzvah of Mara by eating horseradish, by eating chrein. And the question is, what's the source to that minig to eat chrein? Number one, where does it say chrein in the Mishnah? And number two, we see clearly that the ikra mitzvah is chazeres. The Gemara says it, the Shulchan Aruch says it. So how exactly could you go against it? And what would be the source to such a minig? But I think before we discuss chrein and the pros and cons of using lettuce versus chrein, I think there's another question that everybody at some point had to have thought of.
And that is, we eat maror by the Leil HaSeder. Why do we eat maror? Rabbi Gamliel said, Kol shalei yama shleish advar malalu lo yotze dei chavasa bepesach. The Elohim, Pesach matzah umar. Pesach, zushanu aichon al shema, matzah al shema, maror al shema. Why do you eat maror? Because vayim maror as chayim, because when the Yidin were Mitzrayim, it was a bitter galus. And the Yidin were in concentration camps, and they were forced to do horrible, horrible things. It was a very, very bitter experience. And to commemorate and to remember, what do we eat? We eat maror. So we take bitter green saigen. That's what we do. And that's what we eat. So I ask you a question. Is lettuce bitter? Is it that you eat lettuce? It's bitter? What's bitter about lettuce? Right, it's most, I mean, that I think is the, should be the first kashan, the Manush Tana. Right, hey, you talk about the bitter green saigen. And then what do you eat? You eat lettuce. Grain is bitter. But what's bitter about lettuce? The truth is, you know who asks this kasha? The Yerushalmi asks this kasha. The Yerushalmi, right here in Perakol Shah, on this Mishnah, the Elu Yerukash Adam Yoitzvam Yedei Chavasa Bepesach Bechazeres, Frank the Yerushalmi, Chazeres? It's not bitter. It's supposed to be Marr. It's not bitter, says the Yerushalmi. It's true that Chazeres is Tchilasei Masik. It starts off sweet. However, Saifai, at some point it's going to become bitter. And because at some point it's going to become bitter, it's for that reason it makes the cut and it qualifies as being mara. But the truth is, there's a major, major shaila in the Achroinim. How to understand the Yerushalmi. What exactly do Yerushalmi mean? So first of all, what's the Metzias? The Metzias is that lettuce, when it stays in the ground for an extended period of time, at some point, the root or the stalks, there's a part of it that can become very, very bitter. And it's pashut that's what the Yerushalmi is referring to. When he says that it's soifai to become marr, to become bitter, what he means is that if it stays in the ground for an extended period of time, there is a point when it's going to be bitter. But the question is, does the Yerushalmi mean to say that when the Mishnah said, Ve'elu yirokh shalom yoitz v'midei chavasa v'pesach, the chazeres, keep the lettuce in the ground until it becomes bitter, it's the bitter chazeres that Chazal said you could be yoitz in the mitzvah with. You're right, the chazeres that you're going to put in your Caesar salad, that's not something you could be yoitz with, because that's not bitter. But the chazeres that Chazal were referring to was the chazeres that is bitter. And that's exactly what the Yerushalmi means. Frank, the Yerushalmi, it's masai. No, yeah, it starts off masai, but then it becomes bitter. That qualifies it as one of the bitter green saigen, and once it qualifies, it makes the cut. So wait until it becomes bitter, because at the end of the day, that's what maror is. It's supposed to be bitter. It's supposed to remember, vayim maror es chayim. That's supposed to feel like you're eating greens. And if that's the case, so that's certainly what it means. Oh, yeah, shleim, no. Maybe that's not what the Yerushalmi means. Maybe what the Yerushalmi is saying is that being that this min of chazeres at some point will become bitter, at some point that's what's going to happen. So even though right now it's not bitter, it qualifies as being one of the minim of mar, and you could be yoitza with lettuce even while it's not bitter. The truth is that if you look in the Beis Yosef, on this halacha, in Siman Tav Ayin Gimel, the Beis Yosef seems to pick one of these tzadim pretty clearly. He brings the Rambam Shita. The Rambam left out the halacha of mitzvah b'chazeres. Even though Shulchan Aruch says it, Beis Yosef brings it, and it's based on this Gemara, but the Rambam brings it. And he brings that there's a lama hishmitaya Rambam. He said, doesn't understand why the Rambam left it out. Listen to what he says. Ulai shehu mefarish. Maybe the Rambam had a different shan in the Gemara. Rabbi Shaya said mitzvah b'chazeres. How do we explain Rabbi Shaya? Pashut, way Rashi explains it. Likatchila, the right way to be mekayim the mitzvah, the mufcher way to be mekayim the mitzvah, is by using chazeres. But said the Beis Yosef, it could be the Rambam had a different shot. You know how the Rambam understood mitzvah b'chazeres? Not mitzvah b'chazeres, likatchila chazeres, but mitzvah nami b'chazeres. It's okay to use chazeres. Wait a minute, why would you think it's not okay to use chazeres? Says the Beis Yosef, because afal pishihi mesuka, because even though lettuce is sweet, the emba meriros, that's really not bitter. So I would have thought you can't be yoitzed a mitzvah. That was Rabbi Shaya's chiddush, then no, you could be yoitzed. But what does it sound like? What does it sound like from the Beis Yosef? That the Beis Yosef was saying that chazeres is something you could be yoitzed a mitzvah with, even when it's mesuka. So what does the Yerushalmi mean when it says it's soifai to become mar? It means eventually it's going to become mar. But right now, Right now, in the Beis Yosef, it's pretty clear, and I saw Rabbi Avadya Yosef in his Chazon Avadya says, it's poshut, that's what the Beis Yosef means. He's saying Pshat in the Rambam, that the Rambam held mitzvah b'chazeres as a chiddush, because you would have thought you can't be yotzi. You know why? Because of what's been bothering us subconsciously. What's so bitter about lettuce? And how in the world is this actually marked? The truth is that it's meduyik this way in the Beis Yosef, but it's mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Shulchan Aruch HaRav is also right here in Hilchos Pesach, it's in Tafayin Gimel, and it's if cotton lamed says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, starting from the middle. Umitnei kachi nekras mar. Umitzvah lachzer acharel. The mitzvah is to find the chazeres. Af kishehi mesuka. Even though it's sweet, lufisha mitzvahs morer hizeich lamashamora mitzvah mischaya v'seinu bavoidus perach v'hein nishtabdu him, like the Gemara said, betchila beperach alidei piyusim. First, it started off; everything was very subtle, and then eventually it started intensifying. Lochem yeishlecha lachazera shetchilasa mesuka v'raka v'soifa kasha umar. Either way, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav very, very clearly that the mitzvah is lechazer acharel. The mitzvah is to take the chazeres af kishehi mesuka. Very clear. Even while it's sweet. So the Beis Yosef is very mashma that way, the way Rabbi Avadya Yosef was medayik in the Beis Yosef. And in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, it's mefurish that once Chazal said chazeres is marer, it's marer, and you can eat the chazeres even if it's sweet. What did the Yerushalmi mean that it's going to become bitter? That's what qualifies it as being marer. If it had no shaychus to ever becoming bitter, then you wouldn't be able to use it as marer. But being that it will become marer, that's enough for you to be able to use it, even though right now, at the time that I want to eat it, it's not bitter. Afal pekin, it's not going to be. Afal pekin, it's still something you're going to be able to be yaitzer with. But there are a lot of achroinim that had a problem with this. And Beroishim, as far as contemporary achroinim are, was the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish wrote a lot about using lettuce as marer, and he said you can't use lettuce as marer. This was even though Chazal said chazeres, so that would mean if you had chazeres that was bitter, like Chazal had, and if you would harvest it that way, that's fine. Then you'd be able to use it. But to take lettuce, something that you would put in your salad, and eat it as marer, it's not marer. At the end of the day, it has to be bitter. And if that's what you're going to take, it's not going to be bitter. So the Chazon Ish said, what should you use? Chazon Ish said you should use chrei. We'll get to that in a second. But he said, as it relates to lettuce, that's not something you should do. And I saw in the Haggadah for Reb Chaim Kanievsky, it's called Siach HaPesach. So in the back of the Haggadah, they have some shtiklach. So they bring over here, as it relates to marer. So he brings that Reb Chaim tells people not to use lettuce as marer. And he said it over in the name of the Chazon Ish. And he brings the what the Chazon Ish said. And he writes at the end, V'divrei maron haChazon Ish zatzal berurim. Says he doesn't see how you can argue with it. Because at the end of the day, it's Pashat Azoy. I saw Rabbi Avadya Yosef brings the Chazon Ish. And he says, it's very nice, the Chazon Ish said that, but it's like Abis Yosef. And it's not like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. So the bottom line is, it seems that in the Achroinim, there were two ways to view lettuce. That's not bitter. If the lettuce is bitter, of course you could be yoitzer with the lettuce. Then there's nothing to talk about. That's mitzvah b'chazeres. But we're talking about where the lettuce is not bitter. So the question is, could you be yoitzer? Could you not be yoitzer? The Yerushalmi already asked the kasha, it's not bitter. But the Yerushalmi gave a little bit of an ambiguous answer. The Yerushalmi said at some point it's going to be bitter. So did the Yerushalmi mean wait until it becomes bitter? Or did the Yerushalmi say that even though it didn't become bitter yet, that in of itself would be enough? In the Beit Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav would seem that being that it can be bitter, even though right now it's sweet, you could still be yoitzer in a mitzvah. The Chazon Ish seemed to be the one that led the charge, and a more contemporary. I'm not familiar with anyone much earlier than that discussed this, but the Chazon Ish more recently said very, very strongly it doesn't mean you can be yoitzer that way because it's not marer. And Maron Hagoy Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita tells people that ask him how should you be yoitzer the mitzvah marer, and he tells him don't be yoitzer the mitzvah marer with lettuce that's not bitter, because if it's not bitter, it's not marer. And at the end of the day, it's true mitzvah bechazeres, but it has to be bitter. If it's not bitter, a mikri yoitzer de pshutai, there's no way you could be yoitzer. Okay, so if the Chazon Ish didn't want you to take lettuce, so what should you take? So we mentioned chrein. So the question is, where does chrein come from? I mean, where? Why chrein? And really, just to add to the question, and that is, the Magen Avraham brings that at the end of the day, being that Chazal gave us examples of what marer is, you should only use something that Chazal said can work. So similar, for example, when it comes to kosher oifos, right? Kosher birds. We only eat birds that have a mesaira. So the Magen Avraham says you're only supposed to use mara that has a mesaira. If it doesn't have a mesaira, you shouldn't use it as mara. Oifos and kashrus is obviously more chamer than mara, which is only a derabbanan. But at the same time, right, the whole turkey controversy, it's something that has a mesaira. So you're supposed to use something that has a mesaira, which means that chrein has to be one of the five minim. One of the things that are mentioned in the Mishnah. So which one of the things mentioned in the Mishnah is chrein? So if you look at the Tosfos Yontif, on our Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Ve'ilu yirakish adam yoytze v'myidei chavasa b'pesach, b'chazeres u'b'ulshin u'b'tamcha. Says the Tosfos Yontif, you know what tamcha is? Va'anu regilim l'poistroi. The way we teach tamcha is hu mashakorin b'loshin ashkenaz, what you call in German, chrein. Or chrein. The chenu mefursim b'divrei achreinim. So he says tamcha, which is mentioned in the Mishnah, is chrein. And the Magen Avraham brings it as well in Siman Tofayin Gimel. He says, the Mechaber says, one of the things you're allowed to use is tamcha. Zok to Magen Avraham, what exactly is tamcha? Chrein. Ubalosh and Ashkenaz, Meirtich. But the point is, it's chrein, that's what it is. So you want to know what the Makar to use in chrein? It's also in the Mishnah. It's in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said chrein. It just didn't say it first. And being that it didn't say it first, so that's why the thought is that l'katchilo, what you should be using, is really you should be using lettuce. But if somebody wanted to use chrein, he could be yoitza. How do you know you could be yoitza? Because it's a Mishnah. Because Tais Yontif and the Magen Avraham both said, our Rebbe Zimpsak said that when the Mishnah said that you can use tamcha, what it was referring to was chrein. It's interesting that over the years, there was a lot of controversy amongst the Gedolei Achroinim, in terms of what to use for Mara. Just to mention a few. The Chacham Tzvi, in a classic tshuva, and slash diatribe, and this is in Shailos HaTshuvos Chacham Tzvi, it's in Simen Kuf Yotes. So he was discussing about what a person should use for Mara. So it's a short tshuva, it's really broken up into two parts. It's literally, it's very, very short. But the first part of the short tshuva, he says, mitzvah dechazeres, and the right way to be yoitza, the mitzvah is with lettuce. It's umashuk. He said, "What is chazeres? Who are yerek hanikru b'loshen ashkelas salat? U'b'loshen svard salata. Same difference." Then he brings what it's called in Portuguese and what it's called in French. He goes all the different languages, just so everybody knew exactly. This is listen. I don't know the halacha. Being practical, sometimes it's lamdis and sometimes it's tachlis. In terms of halacha lemaisa, like what am I supposed to do? I don't know what I'm supposed to take. So the Chacham Tzvi literally went and he goes through different items and explains what it is, and then he says that I just want you to know that I found recently there are people that have this new minig, and what they use for murder is chrein. Shehu tamcha, lefi das mixas chacham. Which some chachamim, Taisus Yontif, said is tamcha. But he says, v'nafik minei churba. He says, I think it's a very, very terrible thing. He says, the reason is because the chrein that they use for mara is so spicy, it's so sharp, it's so hard to eat, that they can't even eat a half a kezias. So they end up not eating the kezias. And he says, the ones that could eat kezias, they end up hurting themselves. They're mazik themselves ba'achilosai. And mamanav shach, they're mevatel mitzvahs mara. And he says, I'm not even sure if you could be yoitz in a mitzvah eating such chrein. You know why? Because it's a heisnish gegessen. She'ein zu achila, ela sakana. So the Chacham Tzvi, already in the 17th century, was very disappointed about the fact that he saw there were people that were being yoytze with chrein. He said, because to me it's mamonav shach. If you eat the whole kezayis, I think you're gonna kill yourself. It's not a shir. And if that's the case, it's not considered an achila. And if you're going to eat pachis mi kezayis, you're not going to be yoytze the mitzvah. So he says that they decided today that this is what they eat as chrein. He said he has a major problem with it. There's a tshuva from Rabbi Lazar Fleckless. In his Shailos HaTshuvos, Tshuva Me'ahava, he says that in Prague, they had a hard time finding salat. They had a hard time finding lettuce. They were struggling with it. And because they couldn't find it, so he said that Noida B'Yehuda said that what the Olam should do is they should eat chrein. And he said it was a major tikkun, and he says that's why all the Gedolim in Prague, they used to eat chrein, and it was based on what the Noida B'Yehuda said. But why did the Noida B'Yehuda institute this? He instituted She'enoi Matzui B'chaga Aviv Loi Latuga Salat. Endives. He said, we don't have these things. So, and this was a good thing. He writes, incidentally, that he just received as a gift from Rabbi Yaakov Melissa. That's the Nesivas. He said he gave him a gift, and the gift was two svarim. He said he gave him his sefer on Yerudea called Chavis Das, and then he gave him his sefer called Maisa Nisim, which is in print. That's the Haggadah Shel Pesach of the Nesivos. And he said he went through the Maisa Nisim, and over there, the Nesivos had a big problem using Chrein, and he dingsach with him. But it's right, he says that, I just got a tremendous covet, I received a gift from the great guy, Rabbi Yaakov Milisa. So this Rabbi Lazar Flack was talking. So either way, the Neid Yehuda instituted it. There was nothing to do. The Chassam Sofer in a tshuva, and this is in Eir Chaim, and it's tshuva Kuf Lamid Beis. So he too, he talks about what you could be yoitza the mitzvah morrow with. So he brings the Chacham Tzvi, who said not to use chrein. So it says the Chassam Sofer, yeah, of course the Chatchila you shouldn't use chrein. The Chatchila, the right way to do it would be to use lettuce, mitzvah b'chazeres. There's no question that's the right thing to do. But he says, I know there are a lot of people that they're very negligent when it comes to checking lettuce. And being that they're not careful when it comes to checking lettuce, so based on that, it could be you're going to be Mekayim, your mitzvah derabbanan of Achilas Marer, but it's going to come at the expense of being over Yisurei Deiraisa by eating lettuce that wasn't checked, and you end up eating a bunch of things that really you're not supposed to eat. So says the Chassam Sofer that if you're a person that can check your lettuce, eat the lettuce. And if you're not a person that can check the lettuce, then what you should do is you should eat the chrein. And then he says at the end, he says, I know that the Gemara says is a remez in lettuce. Lettuce is referred to in Aramaic as chasa. And the Gemara says, what's the symbolism? What's the simana milsehi? The simana milsehi is chas rachmana alon. That even though it was vayimaru as chayeyim, but at the same time, HaKadosh Baruch had rachmanas on us. So said the Chassam Sofer, if you're worried that by eating chrein, you're going to lose out on the symbolism of chas rachmana alon, he says, don't worry about it. Anu noimar, what is chrein referred to in the Mishnah? As tamcha. You're never going to think of chrein the same way. So says the Chassam Sofer, what's tamcha? It's Rosh HaTevos, tamid mesaprim kevoy keil. That's what Chassam Sofer said. Now, when you eat chrein, tamid mesaprim kvayt kale. So he says you have a symbolism there as well. Don't worry about it. You're not losing out on the rachmana chasalon. When you eat chrein, it's tamid mesaprim kvayt. But either way, so the makor to eat chrein is brought down. Chassam Sofer brings it in a tshuva. The Noid de Yehuda, the Chassam Sofer. However, it's clear they all viewed it and they all treated it as being somewhat b'dieved. Right? Chassam Sofer quoted it in the tshuva in the 17th century, but he didn't like it. The Noid de Yehuda spoke about it in the 18th century, but because they couldn't find the other things. They didn't have endives and they didn't have lettuce. So he said, whether you're going to use the next best option, which is tamcha. The Chassam Sofer said it's for someone that doesn't know how to check lettuce. So if you're not going to check the lettuce, you can end up eating worms or whatever, little bugs. So then, of course, the best thing to do is to eat the chrein. But at the same time, you want to know what's the katchila. Everybody seemed to say, the Chacham Tzvi in the 17th century, in the Rebbe in the 18th century, in the Chassam Sofer in the 19th century, they all said mitzvah b'chazeres. Why? Because that's what Shulchan Aruch says. It's not a chiddush. Shulchan Aruch says mitzvah. So if mitzvah chazeres, that's what you're supposed to eat. So what's the chazanish, and where's the Reb Chaim Kanievsky, where's this all coming from? Because the question is, at the end of the day, this is where it became a little unclear in our Messiah. What was the lettuce that was being eaten? Was the lettuce that was being eaten sweet lettuce, or was it bitter lettuce? If it's sweet, if it's bitter lettuce, then of course the chazanish is not arguing about it's going to be mitzvah chazeres. The question is, what if it's sweet lettuce? And it boils down on how to learn a Yerushalmi, but the bottom line is, what's the makar to eat lettuce as Mar, the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ve'elu Yurakos, and the first Yerek mentioned in the Mishnah is the Yerek of the Chazeres. What's the Makar to eat chrein? The Mishnah mentions Tamcha. I mean that the Mishnah mentions Tamcha. Tamcha, of course, is something that you're allowed to, Tamcha, the Tos Yontif says, is chrein. So both lettuce and chrein are mentioned in the Mishnah. And it's for that reason, both Minhagim are definitely Oiskahalta and Minhagim, there's no question. The question is, and what's interesting is that it doesn't seem to have been really talked about too much until more recently, is what happens if your lettuce is sweet? It's not bitter. Yushamli Estakasha, isn't lettuce sweet? Yeah, but eventually it's going to be bitter. What does that mean? Does that mean you have to wait until it eventually becomes bitter? Or just because eventually it will be bitter, that means you can eat it now? The Beis Yosef, the way Rabbi Avadi Yosef was medayik in the Beis Yosef, seems to say, even though it's sweet now, it's fine. Shulchan Aruch HaRav says clearly, I would assume that's the Minhag Chabad, because it's very clear in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav that that's what you're supposed to do. The Chazon Ish seems felt not that way. He felt that at the end of the day, Marer has to be bitter. And if it's not bitter, it's a Hasnish Marer. And that's what Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky tells people. The question is, at the end of the day, from a machshava standpoint, what's the machshava that you sit down to eat marer, and the marer is really supposed to be bitter, al shem vayimaru as chayeyem, and you take a bite into lettuce, which is not really bitter. I think it requires a little bit of machshava, and there's some thoughts, but Rav Hashem will save that for tomorrow's daf.